So we heard the teaching of emptiness and then particularly heard Vasukarsa Sutra. It might be good just 1 minute to mention emptiness. It might be good. So maybe there are many quotations to mention emptiness, but anyways, I read, I don't remember. So one quotation I remember is the seventh Dalai Lama. Kondege, chuchen mangluba, rang tobe, chubi, jumala. Tendambar, sune, luichi. Tendanama, tomote. Kondege, chuchen mangluba. All the basis of samsara nirvana, every single basis of samsara nirvana, rang tobe jebe jumana. It is made up by one's own concept. Or the samsara nirvana, or the best, created by one's own concept, made up by one's own concept. Everything appear. Everything created by one concept. Rang tobe, conceptual thought. So everything is illusion. Illusion. So I. Action, self-directed action, I, then action, object, everything, illusion. Then believing the illusion, ten tambars ultimately exists, ten tambars in the luichi, ten dalamachi, ten tambars looking at it as looking at it as real, existing from the outside, I, action, object, all the phenomena, real, as real, existing from the outside. Then that cheats you, that concept cheats you completely, all your life. Not only that, from beginningless samsara, not only from this morning, tonight, cheat you completely cheat you. And cheat you from the birth until death. Completely cheat you. Then cheat you from beginningless rebirth. So in terms of realize emptiness. That's why we've been suffering from beginningless rebirth up to now. We are still Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, numberless Buddhas, they become free from samsara, but us not. We were same before. We were same before having same suffering, but they realized emptiness. Direct perception enters in the pre samsara. So would we not? So we've been suffering from beginners up to now. The Why? Because the concept cheated us completely from beginning to end. So, therefore, instruction. Therefore, the instructions to antenna machine, don't cling it. Don't believe things are real, truly existent. Things are real. As they appear real to our artist's mind, due to ignorance, don't believe real. Look at the empty. Look at the I empty, actually empty, object empty. So samsara nirvana, whole things empty as it is empty. So before the meditation. So like this. Kundagi chujamalama all the basis of samsara nirvana. Rangtawe chube jimala, yon concept created. Created by your concept and all illusion. So the aggregates. Why there's I? Because there's aggregates. Base aggregates. If there's no aggregates, there won't be I. There's aggregates. So reason the base, dakshi, base to be labeled, the aggregates. Because that, then the mind merely input. The mind merely input I. Because the aggregates, mind merely input I. Reason is there is the base aggregates. That's all, nothing else. No mind, mere image, I. So we mentioned in this little while. Mind merely images your valid mind merely images the eye. It's just like, for example, your mind, world mind, merely input I on the table. Merely input I on the table, on your shoes, or on your kaka. Merely input the I on the kaka. How that is? On your table, in your mark. So, of course, that I doesn't exist. That I am merely embedded on the table or the kaka doesn't exist. Because there's no bulge base. There's no bulge base. You can't be label I on everything as you label I on the, I guess, you can't label on everything I. It doesn't exist. You can label, but it doesn't exist, it doesn't function. But labeled on the aggregates, that functions. So now, so good to mention for hours and why about the, you know, long time to see more clear. And then now, after the mere invitation, the I, how does it appear to you? Does it appear merely labeled by mine, or not merely labeled by mind? Not merely labeled by mind. Not merely labeled by mind means it exists from inside. So, which way appear to you? The I. Except in equal mentation, the Arya beings, higher bodhisattvas, Arya beings, arahatas, those words, direct perception of emptiness, in equal mentation, after the achievement, and jetho, and then, all the phenomena, I, action, object, everything appears, hallucination, truly existent, illusion. It appears like illusion. Except for sentient beings in the equivalent meditation. So, even the compassion, bodhicitta, the things appear as truly existent, as well as sentient being suffering, so they eventually become enlightened. So only the minute when we purify subtle obscuration, it's enlightenment, then we don't have the dualistic view. Things appearing, I action object, things existing from its own side. Doesn't have that. So then appears, things existing in name, appears like that. So not for us, sentient beings. Except the two legs, except in the cosmetation. So the appearing real, truly existent, existing from sight, appearing real. I, action, object. That happens, that hallucination happens due to past ignorance, having left negative imprint in the mind. So, it is right now our mind has a world mind as merely imputed I. So should appear the I merely imputed by the mind. But not in the reality. It appears totally wrong, false, hallucination.
สังฆบูชามหาโภคะวะโหสิโลกนาถัง
so
ปูชยาบา
So total hallucination existing from its own side, truly existent, real I. first second mill level, mill imputed, second appeared real existence, real I, real I. Third second, then.Superstition, dogma, conceptual, hold it true. The real I appeared, conceptual thought holds it real, interest that real. That concept.That concept is the root of samsara. That is the root of cancer, root of the cancer, sicknesses, root of old age, root of death. Why we die? Why have to die?The root, that self-concept, wrong concept, ignorance, is root of our death. Why we have to reborn, that's the root of what causes death, what causes rebirth, what causes all these sins, all that. Then, not only that, also suffering will change. Pleasure of samsara.Where it comes from, that suffering change. Then, from where the third suffering, pervasive, compulsory suffering, kapadujigadvan, come from that. Whole entire ocean of samsara suffering come from that concept, that self-concept. The major town, major hot at hotel, quarter hotel, and neighborhood suffering, ordinary, neighborhood suffering, and ordinary narrow suffering. Then the hunger was thousands of years, the Buddha's life, thousands of years, tens of thousands, so much they suffer hunger and thirst, major suffering.Unbelievable. So for us, even one day don't get food, and some of them can't stand, can't practice, can't meditate. So that perhaps thousands of years, tens of thousands, can't find a spoon of food, unbelievable suffering. All those heavy sufferings came from the three outer obscuration, Chidiva, Nangadiva, inner obscuration, Segidiva, Chidiva, Nangadiva, Segidiva, food obscuration, all those three obscuration.Suffering the petas and come from that concept, that wrong concept, ignorance. The animal suffering, being ignorant, too foolish and ignorant, and then being eaten by another one. Jigla jigsavituma, hunger, thirst, and torture, by, even by the human beings, all that suffering. unbelievable, most unbelievable, unbelievable suffering. Animals, all they came from the ignorance. And then human beings, eight types of human beings suffering of rebirth, old age, death, sickness, suffering, not finding desirable object, suffering, finding meaning the undesirable object, and not finding satisfaction, even found desirable object, but not finding satisfaction. So then five sufferings of the aggregate. So all those eight types of suffering, human beings come from this ignorance, this wrong concept. Then same thing, the sura, the suffering. The shortcomings of death time. Signs of death, five shortcomings, five near signs of death, five signs of death, five near signs. All the sort of mind is completely distracted in pleasure, something unbelievable. Life is a complete distraction. So difficult to practice Dharma. So all that. And then war between Sura, Asura, fighting, killing, all that. So however all that suffering comes from the ignorance, samsara, that self-concept. The global world, problems of the global world, country problems, society problems, individual problems, whole thing came from this concept, ignorance. That concept I explained before, the wrong concept, the self-concept. So therefore the solution is the concept is ignorance is interesting. I, action, object as real, existing on their side, or truly existing. Real. As I be real, interest, belief is real. So now the antidote, method, antidote to free yourself from oceans of samsara suffering and free others from oceans of numberless others from the oceans of samsara suffering and to bring enlightenment. Or that the mental emptiness. So don't think it's opposite concept. Don't think it's real. I actually from its exist from its side, real. And instead of that, think it's empty. Empty from its own side. I is empty from side. Action is empty. Objects are all empty from side. So that little 1 minute meditation. So the conclusion, because it's empty from its own side, so it exists in my name. Because that it exists in my name, made image of my mind. So mental emptiness, it helps the support the subtle dependence arising. Not only the gross dependence, but subtle dependence, the person gives the support for that. So emptiness, mental emptiness, if it is support for that, if it is support for the subtle dependence arising, it is supporting for the existence, or then that your mental emptiness is correct. But if it cannot help, it cannot bring to conclusion, cannot help the canal sport, the subtle debt arising, existing main empty, you can't support it, then your mental engine is wrong. It's not correct. That's probably nihilism. Your mental engine has become nihilism, perhaps nihilism. So like that, not correct. You cannot support all that. So imaging do not exist from its side. So the correct image, so a support, it is support for existence, the conventional truth, Kundatemba. So it realizing Kundatemba, because they concentrated on the emptiness, then helps Kundatemba, the conventional truth, should have that. And then, so it exists. I, action, object, phenomenon, exist, mere name, be a mere label by mind. So, while it's empty, it exists. While it's existing, it's empty. So, unified emptiness depends on I, on every single subject of samsara, every single subject of the nirvana. So, that's the middle way. Okay, so then through that, they able to eliminate the truth of samsara, the ignorance. By having the trained mind in that, then you achieve the wisdom, direct perception, emptiness, power, Arya being. So you do that, and then you're able to see the seed of delusion, and then you remove the delusion karma, then you achieve that nirvana. That with the bodhicitta, then also you achieve the bodhisattva Aryan path, and then see the subtle obscuration, then you achieve full enlightenment. Then you're able to do perfect course, the sentiments. So then you realize.